Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Local Mar Valdecantos was appointed to the governor's task force on housing. She reported to the Northfield HRA last week. The task force focused on three key areas: homeownership, rental, and housing stability. Valdecantos was placed in the homeownership group. She said that with a sense of urgency, they believe 300,000 homes need to be built in Minnesota by 2030. Referencing the 2008 recession, she added,
"There's a lack of, the number is more or less 10,000 houses that are not being built every year since the crisis happened."
She stressed reviewing the current ordinances and codes that Northfield has and to think outside the box in terms of density and in terms of changing those ordinances and codes to accommodate more affordable housing. She offered,
"We could use Carlton or St. Olaf classes to do that work, to review what happens with the ordinances here and the building codes and so forth, and maybe they can come and see, oh yeah, we see that this, why are you doing this, right?"
and possibly offer changes. Another area to look into is products for mortgages and lending. Valdecantos mentioned a specific bank in Minneapolis that helps
with financial classes, and then they help them with the product, and then they help them along the way. And that is something that community banks can do.
In terms of apartments, she said the required regulations, such as sprinkler systems, are so costly in those buildings that they are less affordable than homes. The task force will be asking legislators for $140 million for a Homes for All campaign. The entire document is on kymnradio.net. With a $50 million commitment, Carleton College announced the launch of a $400 million comprehensive campaign, Every Carl for Carleton. For the past 3 years, Carleton has been quietly securing leadership gifts to support the campaign's priorities and to maintain the college's presence among the nation's preeminent colleges. Board of Trustees Chair Wally Weitz and his wife Barbara are both members of the campaign steering committee, along with their three children. That family has made a commitment of $50 million to the campaign, the largest single commitment from a donor family in Carleton's history. In a statement, White said with this campaign, they'll safeguard the high-quality education Carleton offers for years to come. The dollars will provide funding in four directions: enrolling the best students, prioritizing innovative teaching and learning, preparing students for life after graduation, and flexibly meeting needs as they arise. The full press release is on our website. And it's that time of year. Can you hear the bell? Time to sign up for bell ringing for the Salvation Army. Ringing starts November 16th. In Rice County, they'll have stores in Northfield, Faribault, and Lonsdale. You can sign up for two-hour slots. 88 cents of each dollar raised stays in Rice County and assists in emergency situations such as gas vouchers, food, prescription medications, shelter, and more. The funds also provide programs for youth such as the recent Shop with a Cop and summer camp. They have a senior visiting program, too. I have a link to their sign-up genius on kymnradio.net. News from around the state is next.